Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Pesachim Daf Nun. We begin the new parak today on the bottom of Amr Aleph, Perek Mokim Shenagu. And the Mishnah says that in a place where the minig is to do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, you do malacha. However, Mokim Shenagu Shaloi Lasos, Ein Oisin. Where the minig is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, a person should not do malacha. Now, why shouldn't the person do malacha where that's the minig on Erev Pesach? So Rashi says, Dibur Hamaschal Shaloi Lasos, Kedei Shaloi Yehitorod B'malacha, person should not get caught up doing work. Ve'yishkach biyur chemtza, he'll forget to burn his chametz. Ushchidas haPesach, he'll forget perhaps to shecht his carbon Pesach. Ve'tikun matzah letzarech halayla, perhaps he'll forget to have his matzah prepared, bake his matzah, to have matzah for Leil Pesach. That's Rashi's reason why there is a minig not to do malach on erev Pesach. If you look in Taisus Dibur Hamaschil Makim Shenagu, Taisus says Oymeri b'shem Riva. He brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks a question. Why is Erev Pesach different than any other Yom Tif? And the answer is, the Zman of Karban Pesach is from Chatzos and on. And even a Yachid, on the day he brings a Karban, is also Mimalacha. A Yachid, who's bringing a Karban. The rest of the year, there's an Isra Malacha at the time of the Zechiyah of Karban. And the Yerushalmi explains that since the Karban Pesach, the Zman is after Chatzos, that's when he has the Isra Malacha. And he goes on to explain that even though the Karban Tamid is hukrav every single day for every Yid in Klal Yisrael, the reason why there's no Isra Malacha the whole day is because HaTorah Hitziya Min HaKlal D'Chsiv Asafta D'Gonecha V'im Kol Yisrael Yoshvim U'Betelim Miyasev Lohen Dagon. So Tosfos learns is a special heter for people to go to work every day. Even though there should be an Isser because there's a Hakravas Karban Tamid, the Torah was matir a person because of the Asafta D'Gonecha. Tosfos says, U'mashma hasam d'midoraisa asura. The Yerushalmi is mashma. From the Yerushalmi is mashma d'midoraisa. There's an Isser. And therefore, by the Karban Pesach, there's going to be an Isser. Tosfos says, V'nira, the afiz manazeh d'laka akrava, kivon shenesar oz asur lo'olam. Even though manazeh will not be mak of the Karban Pesach, there's no akrava, but since it was asur then, it remains Asr Le'olam. So we have two different reasons why there'd be an Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach. Rashi says, because we're concerned that if you tarred Malacha, you're going to forget to be Mevar your Chametz, or Shech the Karban Pesach, or bake your Matzah. And Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that says, since it's the Zman of Shechitas Karban Pesach, there's going to be, and Taisus says, an Isra D'Oraisa. Taisus learns a Yerushalmi that there's going to be an Isra D'Oraisa. Now if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Samaches, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha in the Siman, says there's an Afkamina for the way Pesach falls out this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph. The Mechaber brings the Halacha, Va'isa Malacha Be'erev Pesach Mechatzos Ulamayla Meshamter Noisai, which is quoted from the Gemara on Amud Beis. And the Bir Halacha says, Mechatzos Ulamayla Ayim Mishne Brura. The Mishne Brura, when he explains the reason why there's an Isra Malacha Mechatzos Ulamayla Hatam Ipnei Shehu's Man Shchitas HaPesach, which seems to be the Yerushalmi, Shekolacha Yisrael Chayiv Boy, V'yoyim Shemeviyin Karbon Hu Ke Yamtif, V'lachein Aser Medivrei Sefer Mimalacha, which is an important point to remember, because when we read Taisvis, Taisvis brought the Yerushalmi and said that it's a Isra D'Oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings the Yerushalmi, says that it's only an Isra Medivrei Sefer. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, when he's quoting the Yerushalmi, he says, Ulefizeh, according to this Tam of the Yerushalmi, that the reason why you can't do Malach on Erev Pesach is because of Shchitas HaPesach, Imchal Pesach Motzai Shabbos, if Pesach falls out on Motzai Shabbos like it will this year, Mutar b'Malacha, Me'ikar Hadin Ad HaMincha, Kivan the Shchitas HaPesach Ulemachar b'Shabbos. This year, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so the Friday, meaning Erev Pesach, you could do Malacha, Me'ikar Hadin, because Shchitas HaPesach is the next day, it's going to be on Shabbos. However, Rashi Pirush Oitam, Rashi says another reason why a person cannot do malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Kedei Shalei Yitaru B'Malacha, V'Yishkach Biru Chemtzoi, V'Tikun Matzah L'Tarech HaLaila, L'Fi Tamzeh, Afilu G'Shachal Pesach Motzoi Shabbos, according to this reason, even when Pesach falls out of Motzoi Shabbos, Gam Kin Yesh L'Zoher Shalei Laseis Malacha Mechatzos, a person also has to be careful not to do malacha from Chatzos, Shaharei Torod B'Biru Chometz, Tikun Hamatel Tzarech Machar, because the person will be tarud in Bir Chametz and Tikun Matzah for tomorrow, that he has to do today also. And therefore, you have the same
Isra of doing Malacha after Chatzos, even on Erev Pesach, when Erev Pesach was out on Shabbos. Elo de Rev HaPoiskim, Toifsin, Tamar Yushalmi. The Bir Halacha says that most Poiskim hold like the Yushalmi, Vimkein, Efshedin, Lahachmi, and therefore perhaps you don't have to be Machmir. So we have in Machlokes Rashi and Toifsis why there's an Isra to do Malacha on Erev Pesach with an Afkimina when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos.
Now just to wrap it up, way back on Daf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara in the middle of discussing having a Shakla Vitaya if or Liyomar Ba Asar is day or it's night, the Gemara brings a Brisa. And it's pretty clear from the Gemara and the way Rashi explains the Gemara that the Isra of doing Malacha on Erev Pesach is only the Rabbanon. And the Rashash over there asks from the Yushalmi that Tosfos brings over here. This Yushalmi which Tosfos brings seems to be pretty clear that it's an Isra Midai Raisa. And that's what Tosfos says. So how does it stim with the Gemara and Daf Beis Amud Beis? However, the Arishan and the Lundu Yushalmi that it's not a Dairaisa. And as we quoted, the Mishnah Brura also seems to not learn that the Yushalmi's Isser is an Isser Dairaisa. So that doesn't seem to be certain, even though Tosfos learns that it's a Dairaisa. Other Rishanim, and we see the Mishnah Brura also understood that way, that the Yushalmi is not an Isser Dairaisa. Now just to end off, there are Achroinim, Vitzlach and others that say that there's really no machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos slash the Yushalmi. Yushalmi is explaining why there's an Isser after Chatzos. The reason why there's an Isser after Chatzos is because that's when the Zman of Akravas Pesach is. Rashi is explaining why there's an Isser even before Chatzos. The reason why there's an Isser even before Chatzos is because you're going to be Torah to Melacha and forget to do Bir Chametz, Shechitas HaPesach, and Tikkun Matzah. And perhaps the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis that says that there's an Isser, the Rabbanon is discussing the whole day, explaining why there's an Isser even from the morning, which is really what the Bryce is discussing over there. So the Isser from the morning, the additional Isser before Chatzos could be, like Rashi says, because of Chashash, you're going to forget to do what's important to be done on Erev Pesach. And the Isser of after Chatzos, that could be an Isser d'Oraisa, because of the Yushalmi, because that is when the Chiyuv to Shecht the Karban Pesach. Have a wonderful day.